Buckle up, gym owners, because you're about to take the daily drive. This podcast is the perfect pit stop to fuel your gym's growth, because each day you're going to get a brand new episode that is just 5 minutes or less. Whenever you tune in, turn it up and let's rev up your gym's growth. Don't forget to hit subscribe and leave a review. I'm training for a 50-mile ultramarathon, and sometimes I've just got to do what needs to be done. I've got to start my run super early. Sometimes that means 3:30 or 4 a.m. Sometimes that means running in the dark. Sometimes that means running when it's cold or when it's pouring rain, or even recently when it's been hailing. Instead of dreading my long runs and my workouts, I've had to retrain myself to be grateful for the opportunity to overcome whatever challenges that day faces. Whether I ate too much the day before or I didn't eat enough, whether I didn't get enough sleep or I overslept, whether it's burning hot or freezing cold, I wake up excited to tackle whatever challenge that day lays in front of me. If you want to succeed in business, sometimes you just have to do what needs to be done. Sometimes a part of that is boring, mundane, trivial tasks that you have to master. Sometimes that means doing things that you don't want to do. Sometimes that means overcoming challenges or excuses to show up the way that you need to in your business. I can always tell extremely quickly which one of my clients I work with are going to be successful and the gym owners that won't. Why? The ones that will never be successful always come back to me with excuses. Their cat threw up. Their kid lost their sales script. They didn't have time for X, Y, and Z. If you want to be successful in business, sometimes you have to do what needs to be done. And part of that is reframing the way that you think about those challenges to be excited and grateful for whatever challenges await for you that day. That's all for today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.